Staying in years for years, staying in prison for years, and then you're offered to leave and you say, no, I'm not going to leave until my innocence is established. But the story of Yusuf is an example from the beginning to the end. It's an example of patience, sabr. That is the essence of the story of Yusuf. Go and ask the king, what is the story of the woman who cut their hands? So he wants his case to be opened again. So the king investigated in this case, and then he brought these women and he asked them this question. The king said to the women, what was your affair when you did seek to seduce Yusuf? The woman told the truth. قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. The woman said, Allah forbid, no evil know we against him. All of these women witnessed the truth and said, Yusuf is innocent and he has committed no evil. At that particular moment, the wife of Al-Aziz, when she saw that the case is exposed and the truth is known, she said, she said, now the truth is manifest to all. And she admitted her guilt and said, أَنَا رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. It was I who sought to seduce him, and he is surely of the truthful. Now the innocence of Yusuf is established. And then she said,
ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ.
Then Yusuf said, I asked for this inquiry in order that he, Al-Aziz, may know that I betrayed him not in secret, and verily Allah guides not the plot of the betrayal. So here in the translation, they believe that these are words of Yusuf. There's a difference of opinion whether it's the words of Yusuf or her words. If it's the words of Yusuf, he is saying, because who was the Sayyid of Yusuf? Who was his slave owner? It was the husband of this woman. So Yusuf, after she admitted, he said, this is so that my Lord would know that I'm innocent. And this is her husband. And that it's not me who tried to seduce her, it is her. And I free not myself from the blame. Verily, the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Lord bestows his mercy upon whom he wills. Verily, my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. Now the king said, and the king said, bring him to me that I may attach him to my person. So they brought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, honored, out of jail with his innocence established. And now he is with the king. And he talked with the king. The king was even more impressed with him when he talked with him. After he talked with him, then when he spoke to him, he said, verily this day you are with us high in rank and fully trusted. Now I trust you fully, and now I would give you authority. In that moment, Sayyidina Yusuf said, he said, set me over the storehouses of the land. SubhanAllah. Yusuf is asking for position. We know that in Islam, we're not supposed to ask for a position of leadership. Rasulullah says, "Inna la nuwalli hadha al-amr man sa'ala." We do not appoint to the position of leadership whoever asks for it. If you are seeking the position of leadership, you should not be given that position. But Sayyidina Yusuf is asking for that position. And then Sayyidina Yusuf is doing something else that we don't do in Islam. He said, "Inni hafidhun alim." I am hafidh, meaning I will protect it, and I am knowledgeable. Alim, I'm knowledgeable. And Islam, we know, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not praise yourselves. Allah tells us in Quran, don't praise yourself. Don't give yourself credit and praise yourself. And Yusuf is giving himself praise. He's saying, أَنَا حَفِيظ وَعَلِيم. I will protect it. I have the ability to protect and take care of it. And alim, I'm knowledgeable. The scholars say that when you are the only person who is able to take that position, then you're allowed to ask for it. And Yusuf was the only one who was fit for that position. If he left it, it would have been taken by somebody who will not take care of it. Number two, if you are not well known to the people, then you are allowed to introduce yourself. In the Islamic community, when everybody around you is Muslim, you should not go and ask for a position of leadership and authority because everyone around you is Muslim. And when you are part of the community and people know you, you should not go and praise yourself. But Yusuf alayhi salam is not known. They don't know him yet. He just came out of jail. So you need to tell them his credentials. And also, he's the only one who knows what's going on and knows this future. Therefore, if he leaves it, that will be an irresponsible stance because it will be taken by somebody who will corrupt and will not be able to take this authority. So this is why Sayyidina Yusuf asked for that position of leadership and why he told them about himself. And Yusuf alayhi salam was not asking this position for fame or power. No, he knew from the beginning that he will be taking care of Egypt in one of its most difficult times. Who wants to take care of a government that is broke? He's going to take care of Egypt in 7 of the most devastating years. Years of hunger and famine. Prime ministers run away from positions like this because this is the end of your career. If a stock market crash happens in your time, you lost your job. And we know it, that whole governments would collapse because of this. So there's no honor in taking that position. It's a very difficult and critical moment. But Yusuf wants to take that position, not for the honor and the prestige and the fame of it. No, he's doing it as a service to take care of the people of Egypt.
نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين.
Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has established Yusuf firmly in the land. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. He will go wherever he wants with authority. It is said that the king told him, do whatever you want in the kingdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Yusuf can go anywhere in Egypt and he has full authority to do whatever he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Sayyidina Yusuf, who was sold as a slave, who faced death. Now Yusuf became the most powerful person in Egypt. He had the treasury, he had the authority all under his hands. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
And verily the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and used to be obedient to Allah. ta'ala will put blessing even if the earth is dry, if there is adl, if there is justice. Ibn Taymiyyah says, justice is the thing that the heavens and earth are established on. Whenever it is missing, everything will go corrupt. The earth under you could be filled with wealth. Oil could be pumping out of the ground. Harvest could be filling your storages. Nevertheless, you would have poverty in the streets. Why? Because justice is missing. But you could have a land that is completely dry and drought, and there's nothing growing up, like in Egypt. Nevertheless, everybody is going to Egypt to get their ration. So it's not a matter of how much your earth is producing, it's a matter of the justice, al-adl. In the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, we were opening up some of the storages of Bani Umayyah. Bani Umayyah are the ruling family of the Muslim world for a few decades. Imam Ahmad said, we were opening some of their storages, so we found a sack. And in the sack, we found a mustard seed. Now the mustard seed is very, very small. It's a very small seed, very small. But this mustard seed like was the seed of a date. The size of the mustard seed was like a seed of a date, this big. And that seed was put in this small sack. Go corrupt. The earth under you could be filled with wealth. Oil could be pumping out of the ground. Harvest could be filling your storages. Nevertheless, you would have poverty in the streets. Why? Because justice is missing. But you could have a land that is completely dry and drought, and there's nothing growing up, like in Egypt. Nevertheless, everybody is going to Egypt to get their ration. So it's not a matter of how much your earth is producing, it's a matter of the justice, al-adl. In the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, we were opening up some of the storages of Bani Umayyah. Bani Umayyah are the ruling family of the Muslim world for a few decades. Imam Ahmad said, we were opening some of their storages, so we found a sack. And in the sack, we found a mustard seed. Now the mustard seed is very, very small. It's a very small seed, very small. But this mustard seed like was the seed of a date. The size of the mustard seed was like a seed of a date, this big. And that seed was put in this small sack. Written on it was, this used to grow in the time of justice, the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. This type of seed, mustard seed, used to grow in the time of justice and the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. So Allah blesses even the land because of the justice of the ruler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ.
And Yusuf's brethren came and they entered unto him, and he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. He knew them. He knew that these are my brothers, but they didn't know him. They came, why did they come to Egypt? To receive ration, some food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين.
يوسف used to give ration per head. So he would give every individual a camel load. So how many brothers were these? They were 10. 10 brothers. So he gave them 10 camel loads. And then he was talking to them. He told them, how many brothers are you? They said, we're 11. He said, why didn't you bring the 11th brother with you? They said, he's with his father. He said, okay, next year bring him with you, because as you see, I will give you a full load per head. If you bring him with you, instead of going back home with 10 loads, you will get 11. This is targhib. He's trying to encourage them to bring the brother. And then he's using targhib, threatening them. And if you don't bring him with you, I'm not going to give you anything. So he's using targhib and targhib. The carrot and the stick. The carrot, bring your brother, I'll give you 11 loads. The stick, if you don't bring him, you're going to get zero, nothing. But if you bring him not, there shall be no measure of corn for you with me, nor shall you even come near me. They said, we shall try to get permission for him from his father, and verily we shall do it. The brothers of Yusuf, they brought with them some merchandise to do trade. So they gave this stuff that they brought with them, and they took instead of it food. The merchandise that they brought was worthless, really. It wasn't very valuable. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, go and put it back in their luggage. This merchandise that they brought, put it back in their luggage without them knowing. Why did Sayyidina Yusuf do that? So that when they go back home, they would have something to bring next year with them to do trade. Yusuf was afraid that maybe they would go home and they would have nothing left to bring with them next year. So they cannot do, they would think, well, if we don't have anything to give, how can we take corn? So Yusuf said, give them back what they brought so that they will use it to come back next year. Yusuf told his servants to put their money, which they have brought with them, into their bags so that they might know it when they go back to their people in order that they may come back. When they went back to their father, they said, oh, our father, no more measure of grain will be given to us unless we take our brother. So send our brother with us and we shall get our measure, and truly we will guard him. Who was this brother? This was Binyamin, the brother of Yusuf, from the same mother. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam was protective of Binyamin just like he was with Yusuf. And he would not trust his brothers to take care of him. So the brothers are trying to convince the father. They said, listen, if you don't send them with us, we can't get anything. Yaqub knows what they have done with Yusuf, that they have made a conspiracy against him. He doesn't want this to happen to Binyamin again.
اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا